This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. For purchase or refinance, call 786-802-1727. Fast approvals and quick closings. American Dream Lending. Turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
This Dolphins-Panthers matchup couldn't be coming at a better time right now for Miami. You've beaten two out of the last 3 weeks the same kind of passer, okay, in Lamar Jackson and Tyrod Taylor. You're facing an athlete that is trying to be a quarterback. None of them are great passers. You attack them the same way. They're prepared for this kind of a matchup, all right? The O-line is coming off a week where they didn't allow a sack, where actually Tua played well too, and he had some time, and they popped some runs in this game, which was impressive to see them pop a couple of nice runs and move the chains. So the defense has found its groove right now. I mean, there's a lot of things to like about what's going on right now. Waddle, Gesicki, Mr. Exit 63, is playing well. I hope that somehow or another, Flo can come to his senses and play Mac Hollins as a starter and give him starters minutes from here on out, because, or starters plays from here on out, because it's what he deserves. He needs those reps. He's good. And you just look at the safety tandem of Holland and Jones right now is must-see TV. The way those two youngsters are playing, I'm super excited about watching those two youngsters. So, you know, things are, I get it, man. There's no guarantee of any kind of a playoff run or anything like that, or even if they're going to make the playoffs or anything like that. But hey, listen, I'm a Dolphins fan, and I certainly don't want to see them losing week in and week out. So it's nice to see them win some games now. They've got an opportunity to win more games now, and they're playing well. Tua's playing well. Tua's getting healthier week in and week out now too, because as each week passes by, those ribs heal up. As every week passes by, that finger is going to get better and more healthy. Now, hopefully they can do a lot of what they did in the last game, keep them clean. That is the one challenge that I do see from this game. They've got a pretty damn good defense, and they will have their opportunities to put some pressure on Miami. Miami's got to find a way to keep Tua clean, and they've got to find a way to pop some of the runs they did this past week against the Jets. If they're able to do that, you know, I think Miami will find a way to win this game and make it four in a row. I really do. But things are looking up. You know what I mean? Like they're looking better right now. It's not a finished product by any means. It's not the offense that you really need if you ever want to get to where you need to get to, if you want to make a deep playoff run, or if you ever want to be a champion. We all know all of that. But at least for now, damn, it's a lot better than what we were watching for several weeks that they kept losing. You know what I'm saying?